Well, many of you have been wondering where I've been and what's been going on with me. I haven't done a Poi Radio in a year and a half, and I haven't been in the channel for nearly 6 months. Now, this may seem like a downer, but I promise not to make the whole show a cry fest. So no worries, okay? Here it is. I've been diagnosed with a disease. The disease is progressive and potentially fatal. Statistics show that those with my disease, particularly males, tend to self-medicate, and I fit into that category. It's taken me some time to accept the reality of my predicament, and sometimes I'm not sure that I do fully grasp it. I have finally, though, sought treatment. I am being medicated. However, the state-run system that has helped me is woefully inadequate. My progress is nowhere near what it would be if I had money. Right before I started treatment, I befriended a really hot 21-year-old who suffered from the same affliction. She was a serious self-medicator, and she was into speed and coke. We never got close sexually, which kind of pissed me off, but whatever. But we did get close in every other way. I lost my apartment, which is why I went offline. One of the first things I did once I had a place to stay and a telephone was to try to contact her. Unfortunately, it was too late. She had committed suicide. Her name was Emily. She was extraordinarily bright and beautiful, and I can't even explain the hole that she's left in my heart. She was my confidant. She was my friend. She is also a constant reminder of what might happen to me. Both Emily and I suffer from mental illness. My own diagnosis includes manic depression, paranoid schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder, and panic attacks. So now you know. Now you know where I've been and what's been going on. I've lost friends, and I've even lost family over this. So in Emily's memory, I ask two things of my listeners. Number one, that you treat me no differently. I have good days and I have bad days, but I am on a road. Where that road goes, I don't know. Number two, that you visit a site called whatadifference.org, because many of you have friends and family who suffer from similar affliction, and you don't even know it. If someone approaches you with a problem, they need you. Ignoring or abandoning them is not the way to go. Just visit the site. Check it out. We need your support. Now, as a final tribute to Emily, I'm going to play a song to let her know how I feel. This is for real, folks. No chuckles, no laughs. This is a real suicide, a real death. At the end of the song, we will return to regular Poi Radio format, but for now, she believed in God and the metaphysical. I don't, but for her sake, I hope she was right. So this is for Emily, Sarah McLaughlin's Angel. You're listening to Poi Radio.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, so tired of the straight line. at your back. The storm keeps on twisting. You keep on building lies that you make up for all that you lack. It don't make no difference. Escape one last time. It's easier to believe in this sweet madness, all this glorious sadness that brings me to my knees in the arms of the angel. Fly away from here, from this dark.